Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. They have colorful names like Toothed Hedgehog, Destroying Angel, Chicken of the Woods, and Jack-o'-lantern. But not all mushrooms are created equally. Some are delicious and some are deadly. Here to give us tips on foraging and cooking mushrooms is Candace Page. She writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
It's great to be here, Rick.
Tell us about the workshop you attended to learn about foraging mushrooms.
Well, I'd love to tell you about that, Rick. First, let me say that all that rain that we bemoaned earlier this summer has made it a great year for foraging in Vermont's woods. And I'm a dedicated forager myself, so I really was looking forward to this workshop at Shelburne Farms in Shelburne. Ari Rockland Miller of Brattleboro, who is a lawyer by profession, but an avid mushroom hunter who has started a little company with his wife called the Mushroom Foragers. He gives workshops around New England, but this one was particularly special because participants first sat down to hear Ari talk about mushrooms. Then they went out into the woods at Shelburne Farms and searched for mushrooms, and then they came back to the inn at Shelburne Farms, where the chef, Nick LeDuc, is also a forager, and he cooked up a passel of mushrooms that he had acquired earlier to give us all a taste of what a real chef can do with these gifts of the woods.
A major concern for first-time foragers is to avoid those mushrooms that could be poisonous. So what did you learn about that?
Yes, as one of the participants said, he was eager to go out and find out how to forage for dinner without killing himself. So there are two answers to that, Rick. It is smart, if you're a beginning forager, to learn the two or three mushrooms that are pretty common in Vermont that are deadly. Prudence suggests that you learn a mushroom called the Destroying Angel, and I think you should learn a mushroom called the Deadly Gallerina, which can be mistaken for a honey mushroom. But really, the answer is that there are hundreds of kinds of mushrooms growing in Vermont's forests, and you don't need to know what most of them are. The idea is not to learn them all and learn the ones not to eat. The idea is to learn the three or four mushrooms that you want to eat and then ignore everything else. That's the way to stay safe. Now, that said, you do have to learn how to do that. And what I recommend, I think a workshop like Ari's is a great start. But the way I learned was by going out with someone who had done it for many years and looking in the field at what the difference is between a chanterelle and a jack-o'-lantern. And once you learn that, the jack-o'-lantern is the only mushroom you would mistake for a chanterelle. So you learn the difference between those two, and then you can safely pick chanterelles.
Is there an etiquette to foraging?
Yes, there is an etiquette. Ari said he recommends that people leave, or he leaves, half the edibles he might find in any one patch. It is good to remember that a mushroom is the fruiting body of the plant. So if you're cutting it off carefully and not pulling up its mycelium, which is the roots, you're not damaging the plant. You're just taking its fruit. On the other hand, the fruit, if they are left to maturity, drop spores, and that increases the health of the organism. So it is a good idea to leave some. Another thing for beginners to keep in mind is to not be insulted when your friends who already are foragers decline to share with you their favorite spots, because those are things that mushroom foragers guard closely.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing foraging and cooking mushrooms. Candy, is there a better time or better conditions for foraging? You mentioned the rainy summer was helpful.
Yes. In some ways, the best times to pick mushrooms is mysterious. Mushrooms do tend to come up after the rain, but I have gone out in mid-July when I have found in a particular forest a carpet of black trumpet mushrooms. I go back the next year in what seem like the same conditions, and I don't find anything. So there is some seasonality. You're going to find morels in the spring. Chanterelles tend to be a summer and early fall mushroom. And then my favorite mushroom, the porcini, which does grow in Vermont, tends to be a late August, early fall mushroom. So you do want to learn seasonality. You want to learn what mushrooms are associated with what trees, because there is some symbiosis there. And then the other thing to keep in mind is that what ends mushroom season in Vermont is not necessarily the temperature, but all the darn leaves that fall off the trees and are the same color as many of the mushrooms, or cover them up.
That's interesting. And when we can't forage for ourselves, where else can we find local mushrooms?
Well, that's one reason that it's exciting to talk about this on VPR Cafe, because it used to be the only way to acquire chanterelles or hedgehog mushrooms, which are my favorite, was to go out and find them for yourself, which is not easy. But now, at the Burlington Farmers Market, at least, so I suspect at other farmers markets around Vermont, there are some vendors who are selling them. Many of us know Bob Lesnikowski of Fletcher as Cranberry Bob, because his main business is harvesting cranberries. But he has been a forager for 40 years, and he's selling five or six different kinds of mushrooms at the Burlington Farmers Market: chanterelles, hedgehogs, several porcini and their close relatives. So a great way to get acquainted with these mushrooms is to buy a few of several varieties. You can study them, you can compare them to pictures in the books, so that when you go out into the field, you kind of have that search image.
All right, I'm going to take you back to that original workshop you went to, and you said there was this dinner that included mushrooms. So tell us about some of the delicious ways that you enjoyed them there.
What I loved was Nick LeDuc did not do a lot of fussing. You know, in the Northeast generally, and Vermont in particular, unlike the Pacific Northwest, where you'll sometimes find you could pick 50 pounds of chanterelles in an afternoon, that doesn't happen in the Northeast generally. You will find small groups of mushrooms. Now, you may find four or five on a single foray if the conditions are right, but there may be 10 of one, four of another. So a great way to prepare them, and the way Nick did, is to roast a variety of mushrooms together. And he rolled them in a little olive oil, chopped up some shallots and cherry tomatoes, and roasted them in a hot oven. And they were just delicious. For example, last weekend, my daughter and my sister found one huge chanterelle, big as a silver dollar, in my sister's woods, and a handful of smaller ones. But that was enough to saute with a little onion and butter and have with my scrambled eggs the next morning. So there are lots of different ways to enjoy mushrooms, even if you can't find a cornucopia of them.
I'm hungry again. Candace Page writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.